Yeah, he's doing good. He's the only guy that came out with an ankle in the game. Other than that, we got a few nicks, but everybody's okay. Should be fine.
Well, we got a little dub of the post game speech that you had. It sounded like a pretty emotional one.
Oh, really? That was the type of game it was, you know. I mean, as a coach, I was disappointed in a lot of things we did as a team that we could have not walked out of there with a win, but yet I was so proud of how we battled, you know, and that's part of this league. It's not going to be perfect. And, not many teams can play through being 14 down on the road at Arrowhead, having to go 80 at the end of the game, you know, those type of things. I was so proud of how hard we played at the end of the game. We talk about playing hard all the time. And with 40 seconds left in the game, when you think a game's going to overtime and the last play is a formality, we were playing hard, and that's why we made a play. So, yeah, I was very emotional and proud of the way we fought through what we did. You know what, I didn't. That's why I was asking who took it. But once they mentioned that name, I assume it was good that he had taken it. So, no, I did not see it, no.
What is the key as you move forward to get the running game going? I mean, you committed to it, but then you just kind of had to get away from it.
Yeah. It just has to be demanded. I mean, if you're going to be physical as a football team, then you've got to stay committed and demanded. And, you know, it's not good enough, right? You know, it's not – I'm very disappointed, you know. So I look at myself, okay, what are we doing? I go to the coaches, say, you know, we're putting ourselves in the right position. And I go to the players and say, this is either good enough or not good enough. So, I mean, that's our approach. And I'm going to demand that we be a physical football team and that we line up and can get a yard. And, I'm not going to run away from that. Regardless of what happens, we're going to work through that and demand that we get it done.
Is it open competition between Ronnie and CJ right now for who?
We're playing a lot of guys, you know. They're going to both play. CJ did some good things in the game. Ronnie did some good things in the game. There's a lot of times it wouldn't matter who was back there, you know. But, no, we're going to continue to play them both. And I think there's some times that as a back, when things aren't good, you still got to find a way to make things happen. So we're all in this together. And, you know, like I said, they're both going to be very much involved with what we do.
How tough is it to try to get the running game going when this team is really built to where, you know, do you want the ball to Demarius and Emmanuel, or do you want the ball with CJ with Ronnie? Nothing against CJ or Ronnie, mm-hmm. but Demarius and Emmanuel are.
Well, I think the keys, if you can run the football, the touches for 88 and 10 can be bigger. That's the key. You know, early in the game, we had a play action pass. We had a home run on. You know, we didn't end up making that play. Two weeks ago, we had the same situation, missed it because of our protection. So my point is, if you run the ball, we ought to be able to get them down the field further and do some bigger things with them. You know, they're getting their touches. I think they both got 15, 16 touches apiece going through 2 weeks. So you're going to do everything you can to get that done, but just trying to find some bigger plays by running the ball better.
Like pressure is correlated with turnovers.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I think DeMarcus and Vaughn were exceptional in the game. And I'll tell you what, Shaq has just played. I mean, I don't know how many plays he played, but I guarantee you if he played 15, 7 of them, he was a factor on, you know. So that is so encouraging right now. But, you know, our back end, I always say this about DBs in our league. The difference between the good and the great players are guys with ball skills. We have a lot of ball skills on our back end. So that's, gives us a chance to make, not just get an interception, but to make some big plays.
Well, a month ago, John always said this was going to be a work in progress. I mean, he said there'd be days like this that you're having. Did you anticipate this sort of growing pains? And is this?
Well, I want it to be right all the time. You know, I mean, that's the nature of coaching. You know, you want everything to be right. Did we know we had some young guys up front? Yeah. But, some of our young guys playing very good, too. Our left tackle played very good for a rookie left tackle going in there. So, like I said, there's positives. But, you know, we got to get better as a group. And if we find a way to stay on the football field offensively, if we can improve physically and do that, with our defensive football team, you know, it should help us in a long haul. So, like I said, we're going to stay committed to that, and we're never going to run away from what our quarterback does best, but we've got to find a way to be physical as a football team.
What were your thoughts on the special teams?
I thought we improved special teams-wise from last week to this week. One of our goals, their return game was pretty good. We held up pretty good, got a turnover, you know. So, and then Brandon continues to be exceptional. You know, the kick he made, there was a question whether we should let him try that when the wind was blowing a little bit. You guys know that. But he's been exceptional, been really good.
When you talk about staying committed to being physical, how much will that then help open the field up for the tight ends, the staple of your offense? And we really haven't seen much of it.
Yeah, we've been having to keep some of those guys in to protect, you know, because of some of those issues. But obviously, I think Owen and Virgil can help us. But keeping our quarterback upright's, you know, the utmost importance. So there's a, you know, kind of a double-edged sword right there. But no, we need to get them more involved, to get them some more touches, and I think that will come, you know, as we evolve.
The one flaw in your defense, two penalties,
personal fouls. Yeah,
pretty much gave them the first touchdown.
Yeah, I just got out of the meeting. That's what I told them. I said, you know, the negative two of their touchdown drives were both aided by penalties. Started the third quarter, and then the one early in the game, I think we had four personal fouls. Patrick, am I right? You know, I don't agree with all of them, but they are, you know, you got to own them when you have them. And so we hurt ourselves penalty-wise last night, and, you know, it's something we discussed.
With as successful as you guys were in the no huddle and the two-minute offense, is that something you may look to do, not just situationally?
Well, like I said, we know we have the ability to do that, you know. We didn't do that perfectly all the time neither. So we kind of went to it in the second quarter, started doing it more throughout the course of the game. But regardless of whether you're no huddle, huddle, regardless of what you're doing, it still gets back to being able to run the ball some, you know. So regardless, if we stay in the no huddle, we got to find a way to run the ball better.
Also in your post-game speech, you referenced how you kind of heard that Manning had taken some guff this week.
You heard everything. Were you in there or what?
You know, this is a different world.
How does he know all that stuff, Patrick?
Check your own website.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what it is?
We cleaned it up.
I haven't had time to do that today yet. I've been busy. No, I just, you know, I mean, that's part of our game. I mean, every week there's a story. There's something going on with the team and things are happening. And, you know, coming out of last week's win, you know, there was a lot of talk about this or that and some struggles, you know, and for him to bounce back and had some things happen to him early in the game that weren't exactly, you know, easy to overcome too. But he got his football team in position and then took control of his football team with the last 2 minutes. So, yeah, just very proud of him. And, you know, those things aren't much of a secret. Players know that, and I think it's good. You need to talk about those things and just battle together every week. Well, he's hard to get tough to get your hands on him, you know, if you bump him and his quickness. And, you know, I love his energy to play. You know, he really loves to play. And I think getting him involved with the punt return, even though there weren't opportunities, I just think the more we can get him involved, you've always got chances for big plays. Like I said, the route he ran last play of the game, tremendous route.
He said when you called that, you told him because it was, I think, Chiefs had called timeout.
Yeah.
I
wish you'd have told me that. You know, I felt better. But no, actually, it was a recall type of deal. It's something that we didn't run in the game. Went back to training camp. This is what we're getting. Let's go back to this route. So a great recall on his part and Peyton's part.
Time for a few more.
DeMarcus Ware had him switching left tackles on him yesterday.
He played. He was our defensive player of the game. He played extremely well. I thought he and Vaughn both played well. But you know, he's been very consistent in everything he's done.
Are you that too?
Yeah, I mean, that was a tough turnaround. It was tough on everybody and, you know, big-time challenge early in the season. So to go there and get a win, that was exceptional. You know, the weekend will help us, but we got to come back Monday, and we'll get back to work Monday just on fundamentals and those type of things because we got another physical test, you know, on the road on Sunday night. So I think it will be good, though. We got some guys that need to freshen up, but we need a lot of field time, too, so it'll be good to go through a normal week.
That play-action rollout is wide open. It's working. It's just not – What's Peyton got to do?
We'll get it worked out. He likes them. You know, we've had a couple opportunities. We'll give him some more. We'll get it worked out. But
is there anything technical he needs to do? Is there anything as a
No, let's face it, that's not something he's been doing a lot of, you know, and we do work on it in practice. He enjoys doing it, and I think if we just stay with it, we'll make some plays off of it.
Where was your mind from where you thought, everybody thought it was going to overtime to where you won? Like, where was your head at and where did you go?
Yeah, actually, my mind was on overtime, talking about, you know, the situation, you know, getting ready to basically call the situation or talk through it. And, you know, then you saw them, you know, run the play and I'd be darned the ball's out. But like I said, that's just the fact that we talk about hustle all the time and to watch your players make that play, you know, I was impressed with that.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.